Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We are studying Sunday School Lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday Schools of March the 9th, 1924. This lesson comes from 1 Samuel chapter 15. It is about the reign of Saul and of Saul's miserable failure in obeying God. In this lesson, we learn such things as is recorded in the New Testament, John 14:15, where Jesus said, "If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments." And 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, where John wrote, "Hereby we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and do his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." God had commanded Saul to utterly destroy the Amalekites, but Saul had failed to do so. He had hearkened to the voice of the people to save things for sacrifice, and then he blamed the people for not doing what God said. And we're going to be considering that in just a moment. So turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. We'll begin in verse 21. But before we get there, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's look at this old Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam prepared for us. I'm going to read first from 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 21, where Saul says, "But the people took of the spoil, the sheep, the oxen, the chief of the devoted things, to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God in Gilgal." But the people, Saul said. Saul's trying to lay his sin upon the people. It's common for man to try to lay his own sin upon others. We read that Adam did this from the beginning, where it says in Genesis 3 and verse 12, "The man said, 'The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.'" We read about this in the matter of Aaron, when he made the golden calf. In Genesis 32, 21 through 24, we read, "And Moses said unto Aaron, 'What did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought a great sin upon them?' And Aaron said, 'Let not the anger of the Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on evil. For they said unto me, Make us gods which shall go up before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And I said unto them, Whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it me, and I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf.'" Adam blamed Eve. Aaron blamed the Israelites, and Saul blamed the people for their sin. Saul was the king and commander of this army, and he should have controlled the people. Hence, he was held the more responsible. As far as these devoted things that were for Jehovah, we read about such things in Leviticus 27, 28 and 29, where it says in the law, "Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto Jehovah of all that he hath, whether of man or of beast or of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto Jehovah. No one devoted that shall be devoted from among men shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death." Saul admitted that he had understood God's command, and that all these should have been destroyed according to the letter of the law. But he again insisted that they were spared for a sacrifice, and that such a motive should justify the act. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22. Samuel said, "Hath Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Samuel clearly defined this issue before Saul. Saul thought that God may be disobeyed in order to offer sacrifices to him and to do more great honor to him. God teaches clearly to the contrary. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. To hear and obey God implicitly, or to do thereof just what he says and the way he directs, is the only sacrifice and offering that God will accept. Costly and numerous sacrifices at Gilgal, when not commanded by Jehovah, are an abomination unto him. Great days and great displays in religion now, when not commanded by the Lord, are as idolatry in his sight. Jesus brings out the same principles in rebuking the Pharisees for rejecting God's commandments in order to keep their own commandments. We read about that in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. "Then there came to Jesus from Jerusalem Pharisees and scribes, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. For God said, Honor thy father and thy mother. And he that speaketh evil of father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, That wherewith thou mightest have been profited by me is given to God, he shall not honor his father. And ye have made void the word of God because of your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. And he called to him the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which entereth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which proceedeth out of the mouth, this defileth the man. Then came his disciples and said, Knowest thou? The Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying. But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind guide the blind, both shall fall into a pit. And Peter answered and said unto him, Declare unto us the parable. And he said, Are you also yet without understanding? Perceive ye not that whatsoever goeth into the mouth passeth into the belly, is cast out into the draught? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth out of the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart cometh forth evil thoughts, and murders, and adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, railings. These are the things which defileth a man. But to eat with unwashed hands doth not defile the man. We read this story again in the book of Mark, and we want to read Mark 7, 1 through 13. Here we read, There are gathered together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, and had seen that some of his disciples ate their bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands diligently, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, except they bathe themselves, they eat not. And many other things there are which they have received to hold, washings of cups and pots and brazen vessels. And the Pharisees and scribes ask him, Why not walk thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with defiled hands? And he said unto them, Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written? This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. Ye lead the commandment of God, and hold fast the tradition of men. And he said unto them, Full well do ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother. And he that speaketh evil of thy father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man say to his father or mother, That wherewith thou mightest have been profited by me is Corban, that is to say, given to God, ye no longer suffer him to do aught for his father and mother, making void the word of God by your tradition which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. And he called the multitude together again and said unto them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from without the man that goeth into him that can defile him, but the things that proceed out of the man, these defile him. And when he was entered into the house of the multitude, his disciples asked him of the parable, and Jesus explained it to them, as we had read in the book of Matthew. Now let us return to Elam's notes. We've learned to obey God, to do just what he commands because he has commanded it, is better than sacrifices and offerings. Show and display in big days is the only thing that God will accept, some think, but we need to put all those aside and serve God. Now let's look at the conclusion of this controversy. It is in 1 Samuel chapter 15, 23. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim. Because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. We read here about teraphim. Teraphim were probably talismans or small images. We read about them several places in the Old Testament. They are a form of idolatry. Can one rebel against God and yet offer sacrifices to him? Well, Saul did. To reject God's word is to rebel against him. It matters what else may be done as worship or service to him. Witchcraft was mentioned here. It's a kind of divination punishable by death according to the law of Moses. Exodus 22 and verse 18, Moses wrote, Thou shalt not suffer a sorceress to live. Saul's sin in offering to God sacrifices which God had not required, and in failing to do what God had required, was as bad as witchcraft. His stubbornness in refusing to hear God's prophet was as bad as idolatry. Then one may sacrifice to God and be no better than an idolater, if his sacrifices be not that what God had specified. Obedience to God is surrendering our will to God's will, and is therefore doing God's will and not your own. Would God reject one while intending to sacrifice to him? Well, he rejected Saul. Because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. We go on in this chapter, 1 Samuel 15, and we see that Saul confessed that he had sinned in heeding the voice of the people, and requested that Samuel will pray for him. He had rejected the word of God, and this is presumptuous sin and an impeachment of God's wisdom. To turn from God's plain command to anything else, even intending to honor him, is rejecting his word. To set aside God's church and God's order of things now because of human wisdom suggests something that is considered better and is a rejection of God's word. Samuel said he would not return to Saul to worship Jehovah with him, and Jehovah had rejected him from being king.